Hi guys, I'm Rosie and I wrote 50% of this book you're listening to.
Hi guys, I'm Rose and I wrote the funniest bits of the book.
Rose and I are a married couple who share our lives with people on YouTube. Sometimes we like to overshare, but hey, at least you get more than you bargain for, which in reality can be both a blessing and a curse. Over the course of our career online, we've had several opportunities to write a book, but we were hesitant. We felt rushed. Most importantly, we felt fraudulent, as neither one of us believed we had enough life experience to begin writing about it. We wanted to make sure we had something to say, as no book is interesting if it doesn't have substance. I mean, what's more disappointing than a chocolate lava cake without the rich, molten mayhem? Who wants a gaping vacuum of emptiness where a book should be, am I right? We want to take you on a journey, make you laugh at our failings and cry at our stupidity, all the while offering up a slice of our lives that we haven't shared online. Not an easy task when we share so much of ourselves already, but despite the unreserved nature of our YouTube videos, there is so much we have never revealed, until now. Through our oversharing, we want to remind people that everybody can experience embarrassment, debilitating self-doubt, and rejection in all its forms, as well as betrayal and heartbreak, and be stronger for it. In this online generation, the increasing pressure to appear perfect is overwhelming. How are we expected to evolve without making mistakes? It's unrealistic. Everybody has flaws, fractures, inner demons and guilty pleasures, and no one and nothing is perfect, except for us in this book.
On our YouTube channels, we leave little to the imagination. We're unequivocally candid, honest, and outspoken. This has led to our reputation as oversharers. Don't get us wrong, we're far from attention seekers, despite Piers Morgan accusing me of being one because my Twitter bio said YouTuber. Traditional media also seems reluctant to consider that YouTubers might possess intelligence as well as popularity. Imagine that. A new generation of self-sufficient online stars who are not only popular for simply being themselves, but who also project messages of value, which could contribute to positive social and political change. But of course, no YouTuber could possibly be in it for the people, right? Wrong. We're in it for the people. Also the money. Just kidding. It's no secret that Rosie and I are visibly out as members of the LGBT community. We were both previously hesitant to write a book that included our own experiences of being bisexual and gay, firstly because these experiences are so personal, and secondly because we didn't want people to assume we were speaking on behalf of the community as a whole simply because we had a sizable online platform. We've since realised that we needn't have worried. We are speaking on behalf of ourselves about the issues we face together and as individuals, and we have written about them in hopes of giving strength to those who are facing similar difficulties. We also believe that sometimes just being visibly out can normalise same-sex relationships without LGBT activism becoming the central focus. What you see online is a true reflection of the relationship we have offline, but needless to say, there is far more to our marriage than the 15 to 20 minutes we upload each week. It was never our intention to be quite so open. It was just the natural trademark of our characters. Give us a camera and we'll give you honesty with a fractional risk of too much information. Give us a live stream and we'll give you hot wind and a monkey bite. Give us a laptop and we'll give you overshare. So why did we write this book? Well, the same reason that Rosie keeps a diary. To be read, to offload, to confide, and to share. We are finally ready to chronicle the best and worst our lives have had to offer, the lessons we've learned along the way, and the people who have shaped our development. Not just to reap the rewards of a book deal and head to Aruba, but to collate stories and experiences that will positively resonate with our YouTube audience as well as people who have a life. You know I'm only joking, guys. In this book, we've shared things we've never revealed online, the highs and the unbelievable lows, not only in relation to our online rise to stardom. I use quotation marks to emphasise how uncomfortable that word makes me, not because I'm trying to appear grounded, but because I genuinely fear sounding like a twat. But also in relation to growing up, our family lives, our struggles with mental health, and the bittersweet feeling that comes with falling in love. So here it is, all laid bare for you in this audiobook. We hope you enjoy it as much as we've laughed, cried, and cringed writing it.